This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah says, whatever you donate, it will be returned to you in dunya. Remember that, my sisters. What motivates us to keep donating? You know, donating is one of the most difficult things to do in life. To keep donating lillahi ta'ala. It's not easy, I'm telling you now. Remember in the Didi, devil's deception, we said that when you want to pray or fast, or go to Hajj or Umrah, only one shaitan comes and tell you no. But when you want to donate, 70 shaitans. Because they know the importance of 70 qareen come and try to stop you. Try to help an yatim, orphanage. They will try to tell you everything. 70 shaitan works on us. So Allah says, donate. And it will come back to you. So one motivation is that whatever amount of money you give lillahi ta'ala, it will be paid back in this dunya. Manifold. Later on in akhirah, mashallah, you find mountains of good deeds. Mountains, literally mountains. Well, I didn't do much. You used to give sadaqah. That's it. We made it big for you. Huh? Yes. Okay. Yalla, Sister Farin.
Is it bad to want the reward? Like, you know, as
in dunya? It's not bad.
Doing it sincerely, I feel like sometimes it seems like you're not sincere because you're doing it because you want reward from Allah.
It's good to think like that, but it's not correct. It's good. It's good, Ya Rabbi, I just want to do it for your sake. For His sake is that He pays you back in dunya.
Because it's, so if we want Allah to reward us, it's okay because it's not others, right? It's Allah.
Allah. Very good. If, for example, if you give sadaqah to a poor and he forgets to say Jazakallah khair, don't say, why don't you say Jazakallah? Naughty. Next time I don't give you. No. If he says it, you feel good. If he doesn't, you feel good. Because you know Allah took it from you. Because remember, the moment you intend to give sadaqah, it is Allah who takes. Literally. That's why Aisha radiallahu anha, what was she doing? She put perfume on the money she gives. Yeah. How many of us put some money here?
But is it the same when, like what she said, like we are thinking when we have to give, it's okay. Allah,
yes, does. I want Allah to give me back. What is the problem? He's the most generous.
Like He will give back. It's okay.
Rabbana atina fi dunya. Fi dunya. Hasana. Wafi. Ya Allah, give me here and there. Here is some money. Ya Allah, I'm giving this poor. Please give me more. No problem. Sure. Dunya and akhirah. Yes.
What if it's the other way around? Sometimes when you give, because you want to give to that, you want them to feel better for that people, and you forget that you're doing this for Allah. You know what I mean?
Ah, very good. Excellent. No. Okay. It is also for Allah when you make someone happy. Even when you forget. You completely forget. But you are giving to make that person happy. Yeah. You made him happy. Yeah. You made Allah happy. Rasulullah SAW said, if you make anyone happy, Allah is happy. If you will sadden someone, Allah is sad. He's angry at you. So it's okay. But always say, Lillahi ta'ala. I am giving. Actually, that's good. Why? Because as long as you don't show off, you're fine. Hey guys, look at me. I'm going to give some money. That is very bad. Although it's for Allah's sake. That's shirk. You associated the donation to Allah with, I want some, mention me or look at me, recognize me. That is bad. But to give, and you completely forgot. Actually, you didn't forget about Allah. It's just you didn't think of Him at that moment. But I wanted to help to bring smile to that person, and I did.
If you give, you're supposed to give sadaqah every day, right? But is it okay to, like, there's a cause that you want to give sadaqah to, and maybe you can't afford so much, like every day it would just be a bit.
Yeah.
Can you collect it and then give one lump?
No, don't do that. Very good. I got you. Why? Shaitan may ask you to keep collecting for one cause, right? And then you die. So you wish, I wish I gave at least one ringgit every day. Give as much as you can every day and collect some money for a good cause. Do that at the same time. If I can give one date per day, let me do it. And say, inshallah, I will give a whole tree full of dates next year. You might not live till next year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just do good as much as you can, my sisters. Yes. If their niya is to, it depends on their niya. Maybe they are not really showing off at all. And maybe they are showing off. So it depends on their niya. If they mean, for example, I as a corporate person, I'm doing this and my niya is to encourage other CEOs to do the same and help a good cause. Let it be. Let it be, no problem. Because there are four types of sadaqah. Public, secret, during the day, and during the night. Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Those who donate publicly, secretly, during the day, and during the night. Ali radiallahu anhu, when this ayah was revealed, he donated one dinar, golden dinar, in front of everybody. In front of everybody, he went and donated. And then he donated one secretly, only one sahabi saw him. And then he donated one during the daytime and one during the night. When they asked him, why you didn't give four? Well, he said, I wanted to practice this ayah. To be one of those, Allah revealed this verse upon them. Those who donate and try to do that, donate publicly to encourage others. Let people know you are donating. Not necessarily how much you are giving, but it's okay to give in public. As long as your niya is to encourage others. Number two, secretly, only you and Allah. No one knows. And sometimes donate during daytime, between Fajr and Maghrib, and sometimes after Maghrib, until Fajr. Masjid, you go Masjid, Salat Isha, drop something. Dohr, drop something. And I always encourage you, donate. Even when you have nothing, donate. And donation doesn't mean only money, sisters. It's also the way you come here and you give smile to all the sisters.